This tapping session is all about using EFT tapping for behaviours that may get in the road of sleeping well. So your workbook does outline some common ones that adults and absolutely children and teenagers may engage in to delay sleep. So some of them might be using electronic screens and devices that could include televisions as well, in order to catch up on something, not miss out, fear of missing out, FOMO gets cited a lot, or just overstimulation and not feeling tired. So that behavior itself may well suppress melatonin that's needed to go to sleep, that normally should be released as the sun's going down to prepare us. And of course, bright lights might interfere with this. Other things might be what you're eating and drinking, so any kind of stimulant drink, caffeine-related products, as well as sugary foods and snacks may be a behavior that you're engaging in that could interfere in going to sleep and sleeping well. It could be playing video games, so other types of things. It could be that your deep conversations occur late at night with perhaps other people in your household or even in your bed. That could be just philosophical deep conversations, but it could also be heated arguments. And of course, then that may stimulate the body system and makes it hard to go to sleep. It might be that a behavior that you engage in before you go to bed is stressful. And what I mean about that might be work-related things. So people may try and catch up on their emails. They could do that in bed as well. It might be that you do need to have a conversation with someone in the house, and the only time is to do that when everyone's home at that late time of night. So anything that's stressful, and the other thing people do in that stressful area is they start their worrying either about the day's events or the next day's events that haven't happened yet. And nighttime, certainly bedtime, becomes a quiet time of the day where all of those worries can actually come to the surface. And then people might lie in bed and toss and turn, thinking through things in the past as well as things in the future. Napping during the day could be considered a behavior that might interfere. Certainly, there's lots of research around that being beneficial, a short nap, but perhaps as a behavior that could be trying to catch up on the poor sleep the night before might be a habit that's actually interfering and obviously having an impact on the future night's sleep as well. And irregular sleep schedules, that could be a behavior that genuinely is due to the nature of your work and shift work, we know, and certainly lots of our professions that are absolutely well needed in society must work on shift work hours, and then lots of other things might get in the road of sleeping well during the day. So if you were to have a think about what behaviours, what things do you do that may interfere with sleeping well? So these are the things you would do, not necessarily the things you think, although we might count the worrying behaviour as a regular occurrence happening in your mind, but it's a behaviour that you're actually doing regularly. What other things do you engage in that delay sleep or indeed interfere in good quality sleep? So take some notes, have a write down in your workbook, anything that stands out from the examples that you've got written there, or you might think of other ones. Let's do some tapping though, just on one that I have noticed as a regular occurrence in clients as well as family members. And certainly if people in your household are open to tapping, you could help them with their beliefs and behaviours as well. The one I want to talk about is ignoring the sleep signals that you actually get in order to do something else. And it may be, and let's just use the example of continuing to watch a show, whether that's on a TV screen or a laptop or a smaller device. So ignoring the signs that you get. And if you don't yet know what your signs are that you're sleepy, you can actually use tapping to tap to tune into what they are. Certainly both my daughters growing up had different signs that they were tired. And it's learning your own unique signs that's important. If you don't know what they are at all, absolutely just start with tapping on, even though I don't know what my sleepy signs are. I'm open to learning them and just tap around a few rounds of tapping on, I don't know my sleep signs, I don't know my sleep signals, that type of thing. So let's start. You repeat after me. Have a think about how strongly do you engage with these statements out of 10. 10 would be the highest, 0 would be no, I feel calm and neutral about that. But rate your own out of 10 as you tap as well. So repeating after me, tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I ignore my sleep signals, because I don't want to miss out on, you insert, I accept this is what I do every night. Even though I ignore my sleepy signals, I have to do, you insert the behavior, to help me unwind to go to sleep. I accept this is what I'm doing. Even though I habitually use, you insert what the behavior is, and I ignore all of my signs that I'm tired, I accept this is what I'm doing, but I'm open to change. Now tapping through the points, so let's start with the eyebrow point. I ignore my own signals, side of the eye. I'm not ready to go to sleep yet, under the eye. I don't want to miss out on, under the nose. I ignore that I'm sleepy, crease of the chin. I don't want to go to sleep yet, collarbone. I ignore all of those signs that I'm tired, under the arm. I don't want to miss out on, top of the head. I ignore the signs that I'm actually tired. Now just take a comfortable breath at this point and have a think about any of those phrases or words. Is there anything coming to mind as to why you might ignore your sleep signals? Why might you ignore that your eyes are tired, that you're yawning, that you're rubbing your eyes, that your body feels tired? What is it that you would still engage in doing as a behavior to override that? Let's do one more round of tapping on ignoring those signals. Come back to the eyebrow point. Ignoring all of my sleepy signals. Side of the eye. I don't want to go to sleep yet. Under the eye. Ignoring that I'm actually tired. Under the nose. Because I still want to. Crease of the chin. I'm ignoring that I'm actually tired. Collarbone. Ignoring all of my sleepy signals. Under the arm. I don't want to miss out on, you insert the behavior. Top of the head. I don't want to go to bed yet. Just take a comfortable breath in and see what comes up. Sometimes there's a younger version of yourself, a rebel if you like. That child that didn't want to go to bed. Is that what's happening? Is there FOMO? You don't want to miss out on something. Is there a belief around going to bed at an early hour and what that means? What does it mean if you actually were to pay attention to, rather than the clock on the wall and what time it was, what does it mean if you were to go to sleep when you felt tired? What would that say about you as a person? Anything that comes to mind as an answer, write that down. Those things are really important and can actually be worked through with tapping. So I encourage you to have a look at the workbook. There's lots of other behaviors listed there. so that you can see which are the ones that you actually do. If any beliefs come to mind, you can take the belief tapping module and work through the beliefs around those behaviors as well. And of course, if you have a feeling around going to bed earlier, listening to your sleepy signals, and you find out what that means, but it makes you feel a certain way. Missing out is a feeling, feeling angry, feeling cranky. You can tap on those feelings as well. There's a range of different things that actually can play a role in sleeping well. And of course, your workbook does outline if you need or you want to work through some of these ideas with an experienced EFT practitioner, we have a list of organizations worldwide that do have databases that you can search in your area. Of course, you can reach out if you need a more immediate referral. And of course, always pay attention to anything medically or physiologically that may need assistance in the sleep area or that might be actually getting in the road. Your workbook actually does outline a range of different things that might need to be looked at, examined, and addressed medically in order to help you sleep well as well. So I hope you've enjoyed some of this. You have got a bonus, which is on the self-care, making sleep a self-care activity, and of course your sleeping track that you can download and use imagined tapping as you go back to sleep or start the night off well. So I hope that some ideas have come to mind here about the sleep setting and perhaps behaviors that might actually get in the road of sleeping well and feeling great the next day. So I look forward to coming back to you with some other ideas soon.